Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Jerry Peretzman.
Good morning again, and we have a great, great guest, Jerry Berkson.
So we've got the morning of the
right,
Jerrys
we're
here.
We're going to start running.
We're going to go back to Jerry the guest versus
right,
Jerry the host.
Jerry the guest versus Jerry the inquisitor.
When I was going through Jerry's stuff prior to the show, one thing that did stick out is your motto, no one is really disabled, rather each of us is differently abled. Which I, you know, like sometimes you read something and it's like, oh, that's cute, and you throw it in the garbage. This is unbelievable, and it's tremendously impacting, and it's very true.
Okay, I didn't write that when when I was an adjunct at LaGuardia Community College. That was my second career after I retired from the Great Neck Schools. There was an English teacher who was holding a meeting one day, and she mentioned that because LaGuardia has a large, we'll say differently abled people.
Okay.
Hearing disabled, legally blind, a lot of folks in wheelchairs, and so forth. I had the pleasure of having many of these people in my class. They were mainstream to come into whatever classes they wanted to take or needed to take for certification in different fields. And of course, they often came with help. There was a person who was in the classroom to interpret or to help them. If I was talking in my regular tones, a hearing disabled person would want to be able to hear me. And all of these things seem to work out. And these students, whatever their limitation, were often each semester my best students in terms of what they learned, because they had to compensate for their limitation by concentrating on another one of our faculties. If you're blind, then you concentrate on hearing. If you're legally deaf, then signs are important. I mean, your eyesight's more important. So people learn to compensate, and they're particularly diligent. So that's why I put that statement down about we are all differently abled, and that leads to the broader statement that we each have so many skills that we should share with other folks, because you never know how talents blend. So that's the story on.
Well, I sense what you're doing helps these people use the skills and capabilities they have to the maximum. So that, I mean, if people like you weren't around, those people might well be able to do things. But there's no one to say, let me show you how to do these things. Let me come up with an interesting program so that you can use these facilities that you have for self-development and enrichment and have a better, fuller life.
That's
I mean, that's why I think people like you as volunteers should be commended. It's really remarkable.
Well, thank you. But I want to bring out another example in terms of the fly fishing.
Okay.
As an outgrowth of the fly fishing, some years ago, a doctor was taking care of a woman who had a mastectomy, and he, as part of the treatment to strengthen her chest, said to her, here, take this fly, this is called a fly rod, put it in your hand, and he said, stand up, just go like this.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. sit down and do this. And this is like a hammer, you're punching like a hammer, a nail in the wall. This is a basic fly fishing motion. And by doing this, and by extension, going to the water and casting the fly rod from the shore, just for practice, you don't have to have a hook on it. You put a little thing at the end. this strengthens the chest. From this experiment came an organization called Casting for Recovery, in which, for example, on the major fishing clubs on Long Island, the fly fishing clubs, there were two major ones, Long Island Fly Rodders and Trout Unlimited, and they take these women out. There's a group of women who, when they learn about the organization and they've had this medical procedure, so they're interested in getting help. And on a couple of different Sundays during the spring and summer and fall, the men take the women out on the in the stream at, for example, Conequat State Park in Oakdale, and they actually catch fish with them, show them the motion, and the women are absolutely ecstatic. And then there's a picnic for the group. And this program now, I know it extends to the Mississippi River, possibly beyond, called Casting for Recovery. And we've also, years ago, and I haven't seen it continued recently, but we used to take, we used to cooperate with the Association for Retarded, shouldn't use that anymore, sorry. See, that's not right anymore. The Association for Developmentally Disabled. And these are folks that live in special residences, and so they are limited, so-called limited, in terms of what they can do. We take them to Conequat State Park, and we give them a midday session of being on the stream. And these folks, they are adults, obviously with intellectual limitations, but they are ecstatic after that kind of experience, simply because we care. We show people like the developmentally disabled, like the women who have had the procedure, that we care. And look what you can do, folks. You can learn how to fly fish. And by the extension, they can learn a lot of other things. It's a question of saying, we care about you. And you can do it.
Right. That's you know, we've talked about this many times. In the town of North Hempstead, with Project Independence, okay, and under Supervisor Bosworth, no one stands alone in this town. Unless you want to, there's somebody there to help you, to volunteer, like the tremendous work that you're doing. And there's other things that have to be paid for, but the town also gets in the middle of that to try to get you, you know, if you need a more dedicated person to help you out of, you know, somebody to come to your house that may not be a volunteer. But that's the 311 calls.
And I want to put in a pitch for Judy Bosworth. She and I go back a long time. When she was a parent in Great Neck, and I had one of her children, and so she still remembers that. And she was always a very active and compassionate person. So, you know, it's a small world in that respect. I watched her develop her political skills, and it's well deserved that she's in a position that she's in. So we're all together here,
right,
in
right.
terms of we're all fans of Judy, and it makes what we do in the town for the people here. Like a small town.
Right. I agree 100%. She sets it up, but it's people like you, Jerry, though, that have to fill in those spots. Because without the volunteers, you know, you can have the greatest plan in the world, but you need the volunteers to come and make it go through.
I think what Jerry, you exemplify is that a person as a volunteer can make a difference. I mean, that's the key. That no one listening to us should say, oh, well, I don't know, you know, I can't do much, I can't change anything. Yes, you can. I think there's always a spot for a volunteer. It doesn't call for full-time commitment, even though you tell me you're very busy. But you can kind of pick and choose spots that will make a difference in the lives of people who need that sort of support and help. And I think we should all look out this year, not look to ourselves, but look beyond ourselves and say, what can we do this next year to help people who live in the community, make their lives more meaningful, and kind of work in concert with John said Project Independence and the supervisors are leading to.
You know, and people throughout the nation are aware of the activities that describe how people make a difference. Tom Brokaw commented years ago that those last few minutes on every major 6:30 broadcast, before that half hour is finished, the three major networks give a story about some activity that in Hebrew we call it rachmanas, compassion. And Tom said years ago that those 2 or 3 minutes get more hits after the program is over than any part of the rest of the current events that's discussed. So people care, and we need to pay more attention to the fact that people do care, because we can enhance and continue to have high quality volunteer programs, and we can do this much more easily than we can control the national and international situation in our lives. This is up to us. We can do it here.
Right. The people you can touch literally by reaching out your hand are the ones you have to deal with first. Right. Internationally, that's another issue altogether.
Someone said a journey starts with a single step. People like you are helping people take that first step. And that's what's so important.
Very nice of you to say that. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Actually, our time is up already with Jerry. Mm. It's an amazing thing. You're going to have to come back. This was such a treat. It really was. And what you've been sharing with us this morning is unbelievable. And the work that you're doing and the lives that you're touching, it's just great. That's all that can be said about it.
Stay well, stay healthy.
Thank you.
And give our best to Joe, and we look forward to seeing you back at REAP.
That's the plug for REAP again. You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You, not REAP. We'll be right back.